now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
They say that to host a perfect soiree, you need great food, great music, and a perfect mix of guests from lots of different backgrounds and interests. Well, if we were to apply this principle to a swank radio show, I think we may have hit the zenith of swankness. On the show this week, a man who has taken spooky tunes of the B-movie world and made them hip and cool for a young and exotic crowd. We talk advertising and irony straight from a Life in the Penthouse article for ultraswank.net. Plus, I have the best lounge and exotica music as our interesting guests. Here's one, personal friend Frank Bennett. Everyone's a winner on the Cocktail Nation.
Could believe the things you do for me. I never could believe the way you are. Every day I bless the day that you got through to me. 'Cause baby, I believe that you're a star. Everyone's a winner, babe, that's the truth. Such a thrill. Everyone's a winner, babe, that's no lie. You never fail to satisfy. So let's do it again. Never could explain just what was happening to me. Just one touch of you and I'm aflame. Baby, it's amazing just how wonderful it is that the things we like to do are just the same. That's why everyone's a winner, babe, that's the truth. Making love to you such a thrill. Everyone's a winner, babe, that's no lie. You never fail to satisfy.
Satisfy.
Cooper's Cocktail Nation, ultraswank.net.
Do you make the most of your five senses? Or is your life like old Mother Hubbard's shelf? Well, mark this on your slate. Life is not an empty plate. That's if you appreciate yourself. Every time you're near a rose, aren't you glad you've got a nose? And if your heart is singing too, aren't you glad you're you? When a meadow lark appears, aren't you glad you've got two ears? And if your heart is singing too, aren't you glad you're you? You can see a summer sky or touch touch a friendly hand, or taste an apple pie. Pardon the grammar, but ain't life grand? And when you wake up each morn, aren't you glad that you were born? Think what you've got the whole day through. Aren't you glad you're you?
Nation, Sue Rainey, aren't you glad you're you? And that's a special request for David Gasson of the This Is Vintage Now series of albums. Another one coming up real soon too, looking forward to that. And I have a feeling that Sue Rainey is likely to be on that. Now, a man who's taken some of the B-movie music, B-TV music, put it all together, and he's got an album out. The album's called Mad Monster Cocktail Party. Jimmy Psycho joins me on the line.
Hey, good talking to you too. Thanks for having me on there. Appreciate it.
Tell us a little bit about the Jimmy Psycho experiment, because I understand you've got a bit of a punk psychobilly rockabilly sort of background. And what led you to this point?
I've always been a long time fan of Exotica lounge music. You know, I'm a big Tiki file from way back, so you know, I've always been a long time fan of that kind of music. And so, coming from, rock and roll, hard rock kind of background, I always thought there was always some way to maybe try to bring the two kind of things together, the horror and the lounge. And I said, and I kind of came with this idea a couple years ago of doing lounge versions of horror movie themes. And so when I made the move out from New York, but, Psychocharger kept me very busy, so I was unable to really pursue that. And when I moved from New York to L.A., I kind of had some downtime there while I was sitting here at the West Coast lineup of Psychocharger. So I said, this might just be the opportunity to flesh out these ideas that I have. And so I just kind of started working on it. And before I knew it, Mad Monster Cocktail Party was in my hands.
You're obviously a very accomplished musician to be able to move from a harder rock sort of genre to a more loungy version. You're obviously fairly accomplished as a musician, I would imagine.
Well, thank you. I pulled it off. I don't know, but it was actually very difficult. It wasn't that easy to process. There was a lot of cussing and stomping and going on because from a rock background, a lot of those. Working with new instrumentation and the different sounds and the different time signatures of some of these songs, it really was a baptism of fire. I was fun to see it through, so I just kind of made it up as I went along.
One of the things I love about what you've done is that you've taken a different angle to the music, and that's what lounge music is all about. It's often taking old tracks and reworking them to your own style, and particularly the fact that you've gone a little bit on the darker side. There's a guy out of San Francisco called Jimmy Vargas who records music he calls Cocktail Noir. So it's taking that style and changing it, and I think with lounge music sometimes it's and Exotica, it's a bit on the happy side, but there's a dark side of life as well, and that's worth showcasing too, I think.
Yeah, like I was saying, a lot of times, as I often said, a lot of times when people think of tiki or lounge music, they think of the sunny beaches, the palm trees, the laid back lifestyle. But there's always these references to the voodoo and shrunken heads and the tiki masks are actually kind of grotesque looking figures in and of themselves. So I try to think about bringing a lot of that kind of influence into it.
When you were going about choosing the songs, it must have been a bit of a labour to find the songs that you, particularly you thought were going to work, and songs that you know that you liked. How did you choose all these songs? I mean, you know, we've got the Munsters theme, we've got Tubular Bells, that old Black Magic, which we'll play real soon. I mean, so many songs to choose from.
Yeah, you know, like songs like the Munsters theme to me were like no-brainers. I was like, this song will really lend itself well to being put into like a lounge kind of theme. And then I kind of thought of like, movies I really like. And I've watched a lot of horror movies, so and I always paid attention to the soundtracks while working, while watching these movies. And so I kind of, there's probably like maybe 10 other songs that I work on that just never really worked out the way I was hoping they would. So what you have here on Mad Monster Cocktail Party is pretty much the songs that I was able to really kind of flesh out and make happen. As far as the standards go, like Old Black Magic was like a no-brainer, and then I always loved the song Jezebel.
Yeah.
So I was really happy that one worked out as well. So, there you have it.
Musically, It's a very, very strong album. When I first saw it, I thought, I wonder if this is going to be a little bit on the cheesy side. It's your first sort of thought. But I tell you what, it's not cheesy. It's well put together. It's a fun album. Tell us a little bit about influences, because I would imagine putting this together, and you just mentioned this, you've been into a lot of B-grade movies and whatnot. What are some of the influences as far as B-grade films that have influenced your music?
Yeah, so much. I watch a lot of B-horror movies because I like to watch like a lot of those old B-movies, especially horror movies, because I can kind of identify with the directors and the filmmakers of that era who were really trying to make something happen without a lot of money,
Yeah.
And so that's kind of like how I operate, trying to make something happen without a lot of capital to make, to put it all together.
Tell us a little bit about the album cover art. It's pretty special.
Oh, yeah. That was done by my buddy and Psychocharger drummer and roadie. It was kind of like a team effort by EW friend, the drummer Psychocharger, and our roadie from Psychocharger, Peter Benedetti. Those guys are actually still back on the East Coast, and so when I was putting this album together, I really wanted them to be involved somehow. But with them being on one side of the country and me being on the other, first doing something musically was very tough to do. But they're both very good artists, and so they volunteered to do the artwork for it. And so I just kind of like pitched this idea to them of what I had, and that's what they came back with. And that's actually like the first rendering what you see on the album cover is actually the first thing they sent back to me, because I fell in love with it right away.
Do you expect to be putting out some more Jimmy Psycho Experiment albums in the future?
Yeah, there's more. Most likely there will be another one in the near future. I'm definitely thinking there would be a sci-fi companion to the horror, but maybe like a sci-fi movie theme lounge album.
I like the sound of that. I like the sound of that. We're going to play the song That Old Black Magic tonight. Jimmy, thanks so much for your time tonight. I've been enjoying the album and playing a lot of tracks. We're going to be playing more tracks over the coming weeks from the Jimmy Psycho Experiment, the Mad Monster Cocktail Party. Where can you pick up the album?
Right now, it is officially available on iTunes. And as far as I know, it's in iTunes Europe, iTunes here in the U.S., iTunes Japan, and I believe iTunes Australia now, actually. And it's also on Amazon. So it's pretty much all the online outlets. And if you want more info or anything like that, where you can get it, you can buy a physical copy directly from me. Just go to jimmypsycho.com.
Okay, Jimmy Psycho from the Mad Monster Cocktail Party and That Old Black Magic on the Cocktail Nation. Thank you.
as in Berkeley Square, that he met the girl with long black hair. It was lovely that night when she suddenly came in sight. She smiled, it was strange. She was standing there, lovely creature with long black hair. No one else was around when he suddenly heard a sound like rain all a soul in pain. Caught in the glow of the lamplight, he knew he was under a spell. And then then she walked away. Now he's looking for her night and day, for there's no one as fair as the girl with the long black hair. Oh moon, help me find. She's gone away. Now he's looking for her night and day, for there's no one as fair as the girl with a long black hair. Oh moon, help me find. Find her soon. Oh moon, help me find her soon.
Cocktail Nation with Lounge Leader Cube Cooper, ultraswank.net. And Richard Hicks with the Richard Diamond theme. That's from the Textures in Hi-Fi album. You know, spend any time on the internet, you're going to find lots of vintage advertising with some ironic witticism tagged on the picture as the blogger marvels at the sexism of vintage advertising. Maybe it's Mad Men that has led us to devour anything that seems vaguely retro, but for some reason, ads from the mid-century continue to be a source of amusement for those who think that they are the oh-so-enlightened. Those reading the vintage commercials, no doubt, have a bit of a chuckle at the commercials and exclaim that the sexual revolution has changed all that for the better, and that they are so glad they are living in the 21st century. The irony is that this so-called targeted marketing today could actually come from 1961. It's simply draped in a modern veneer with a modern-looking mother who clearly works in television and may have been a model once. There's the sexy 20-something who serves beer to a bunch of football players. There's the underage models dancing about the stage in their underwear. And, of course, the typical mother at home with the children and the father at work scenario that looks so vaguely familiar. But hang on, it's different because Dad drives a Toyota to work, not a 59 Chev. Sounds a little retrospective, maybe. You bet. The women are pitched as empowered when in reality they are used in exactly the same way the corporations sold beer, cigarettes and cars in the mid-20th century. I'm sure it's only be a matter of minutes before some Y2K hipster posts the next vintage ad. My advice is to give them a current example of advertising so they can see how ridiculous their faux irony is. Check out that article and many, many more at ultraswank.net, their newly refurbished website. Here's the Martini Kings, just one of those things.
Hello.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
What?
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Who are you?
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Idiot.
Donation, lounge leader, Coop Cooper, Billy May, Brassman's Holiday. Now, if you've just joined us for 2013 and you are a podcast listener, you're going to notice that something's a little bit different. If you look at your device, you'll notice that pictures are changing. Isn't it amazing? It's an enhanced podcast. That's what they call it. Not all devices will be able to see it, so it depends on what you're using. If you are using an Apple device, you can absolutely see it. Some websites will also have it as well, depending on where you take the podcast from. But certainly for Apple devices, you're going to see a change in the picture that you're looking at right now on your iDevice. It's a little addition to the podcast, which is good. If you're listening to us via the radio stations that syndicate the radio show, don't bother looking at your radio. You won't see anything. Nutty and Purple Panther on the Cocktail Nation.
Put a spell on me. Help me. Please. Help me. Mm-hmm.
purple haze in my eyes. Don't know if it's day or night. You've got me blowing my mind. Is it tomorrow or just...
People staring at you. They keep peeking over their shoulders, wondering where you're going tonight. Where are you going, Frank?
Don't tell me not to fly. I've simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Don't
the Cocktail
bring around.
Nation.
And indeed.
Cocktail Nation, Coop Cooper and Cole with there with Cool and Indifferent. Last week, I brought you the good news that my book, Coop Cooper's Cocktail Nation, The Interviews, has now been published by Bear Manor Media. So it's available in both print and ebook. We've got links on my website, www.cocktailnation.net. But I've got to say thanks to all those who got in contact over the last week since we've mentioned it. Seems a lot of people very, very keen to get it in the published, the print version. So, it's been an overwhelming response, I must say. Now, if you head over to www.ultraswank.net, you're going to find a brand new refurbished website. Chris has done a wonderful job. If it was a great website before, but he's made it even better, clearer, easier to check out. So do have a look, ultraswank.net. Of course, you've got the articles that I write from time to time for the crew there. Let's take a look at the world of Swank now, particularlights.com. Lots of things on right across the globe. Every Wednesday of the month, the first Wednesday of the month, Otto's Grotto, Forbidden Island, Alameda. We've got Tiki Nights coming up the Tahitian Inn, January 24. Tiki Cowboys, third Thursday throwdown at Tiki Terrace in Illinois. Primitiva and Hi-Fi here in New York City every Tuesday. Here in Sydney, it's the Sydney Rock and Roll and Alternative Market. It's well worth checking out. They've got a very cool little tiki bar courtyard as well. It's the ultimate subculture event. Coming up February the 3rd, which is a Sunday. And if you've got an event, let me know. Simply head to the website, www.cocktailnation.net. All the contact details you need are there. Let's get back into the music right now. Mel Torme and In the Evening on the Cocktail Nation.
In the evening. In the evening, people, when the sun goes down. In the evening, in the evening, people, when the sun goes down, don't you feel mighty lonesome when you're loving babies out of town? Ain't you lonesome? Ain't you blue and lonesome, people, when the sun goes down? Ain't you low down, blue and lonesome, people, when the sun goes down? Don't your heart feel mighty empty when your baby's not around, little baby's not around?
Extra dry, extra cold, rocks, glass, no rocks, three olives.
The Cocktail Nation.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Lounge leader, Coop Cooper, Earl Hagen, I Spy. On the show next week, we're going to be catching up with our good friend of the show, Kramer, to talk swinging bachelor pad type movies. And I'm going to leave you with a song that Darren Long sent me just the other day. It's Cy Zentner, and here he is with the James Bond theme on the Cocktail Nation. Stay here.